Well, you said in your report that it's unfortunate that the both entities, the Valley City Education Association and the Valley City School Board, were unable to agree to a contract for this school year. Now, Mr. Rummel, both entities did accept some of the recommendations, and I'll have you comment on that. But it looks like there was about one sentence in the contract concerning health insurance that I'll let you talk about in a little bit. Tell us about your comments that you published earlier today.
Steve, you're correct. Both the school board and the Education Association did accept the recommendations of the commission, except for a very challenging issue, which is health insurance, which is, I believe, a national issue for us. We see that in the news every day. And in Valley City, it's a little bit complex because it is a self-funded health insurance program. And they would certainly desire to maintain what's called a grandfathered status. But the Affordable Care Act is creating changes to health insurance, I believe, everywhere. And Valley City will have to deal with that. And I believe, you know, the issue that they got down to, the one sentence that I referred to there, is from the recommendation that the commission made to form a new health insurance committee with 9 voting members with equal representation from both the school board and from the education association and also the non-certified staff, because everybody at the school district is covered under health insurance. And so that committee would be strapped with dealing with all of the change that needs to take place. And there is, in the union contract as it currently is, a sentence that would not allow some of the change to occur. And so there was a desire by the school board to change that wording, and the Education Association didn't really want to change that wording, which, again, would create some problems for the Health Insurance Committee in the long term to make some of the changes that would be necessary for Valley City.
Dean, it looks like it's something that both entities in Valley City and other school districts across the state are going to have to deal with, as you refer to the Affordable Care Act, changing things up or changing, really, the complexion of how things are done.
That is correct. Certainly, you know, at Valley City, they have a good health insurance program. And again, I think they've done a lot of the right things, being self-funded. They've had prior involvement with employees of the Valley City School District in making certainly premium determinations each year. But now things are changing up a little bit faster or quicker, and they need to really step up. It's going to take some real effort on both parties there to come up with a workable plan that will be reasonable, affordable for the school district, and in compliance as all of these changes happened, you know, all the way through 2018.
I noticed, Mr. Rummel, that your report does not point any fingers or blame to either the Valley City School Board or the Valley City Education Association.
I believe that they, after negotiating, it's challenging, of course, negotiations, and the subject or the item that they were down to, it would be real hard to point fingers at either party. You know, they need to come to an agreement on that one sentence, if they could. And I certainly hope and are optimistic that they still will be able to resolve this issue. I think the framework is there, but you have really good people both on the school board and the Education Association. These are professionals, and I know they're going to be able to accomplish this.
All right, Mr. Rummel, thanks for your time today and your comments.